the regular meeting of the Board of Directors. Roll call.
Okay, let's see. Director Hunt?
Here.
Director Jib?
Here.
All right. Director Kunkel?
Here.
Vice President Sabati?
Here.
President Shelley?
Here.
All accounted for.
Excellent. Any public comments?
I do have a town crier desk.
Okay, go ahead.
Which fund is paying for the $30,000 settlement? Is that coming out of insurance?
It's coming out of insurance.
Okay, that's what I figured. All right.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Nope, okay. We'll go to the consent calendar. First, we have the regular board meetings, January 20th. Any comments on the regular board meeting minutes? Director Hunt?
No.
Director Kunkel?
No.
Mr. Jin?
No.
Mr. Zavadi?
No.
Okay. All right. On to the financial reports. Financial reports, any questions, Mr. Hunt?
No.
Mr. Kunkel?
No.
Okay, all right, all right.
I just wanted to get a response. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Jin?
Financial reports, no.
Okay, Mr. Zavadi?
No.
Okay. All right. And operations report, Mr. Hunt?
No.
Mr. Kunkel?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
For now.
Mr. Jin? Okay.
No.
Oh, all right. All right. I will entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar, and after which we'll have the manager's report. Is there any public comment on the consent calendar? Nope. Okay.
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Mr. Hunt seconds. All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. General Manager's report, please.
Yes. Here we go. Not a real lengthy one this time.
Thank you, Steve.
There you go. The federal lead and copper rule will go into effect March 16th. They've changed it. It's now 15 parts per billion for drinking water, and it has a trigger of 10 parts per billion. So what you have is you have one part that actually, if you have 15 parts per billion, you got to take a look at it and see if there's a problem with your pipes and if they have to be replaced, service lines. And the 10,000, or the 10 parts per billion is for the treatment process and if there's a need for corrosion control measures. It also mandates testing in elementary schools and child care facilities for the first time at a national level.
We don't do that testing, though. They have to do it there on site themselves, right?
That's in question right now.
Oh.
Because the schools are saying, well, we don't do that. And the districts are saying, well, we're not supposed to do that. So it's kind of question as to what's really going on here.
Have you tested for lead and copper in the past?
I think.
Yes.
Yeah, we test for all that, right?
I think there's like 10 or 12 sites or... I'm not sure the exact number, but we have an address we go to. We ask them to fill it up, and then we send it out.
Yeah.
But in the past, we were just responsible to the... No, we weren't. No.
Yeah.
So you're testing actually what's being delivered in the home?
Yes.
Yes.
Including the plumbing that they have, which may be lead?
Yes.
And we'd be responsible as 15, even if it's their own plumbing?
Not if it's their plumbing. But if, say, we have a resident that has something that exceeds the threshold, we would check to make sure on our end that that's not happening.
I see.
And if it's not happening on our end, we would let them know they have a new situation on their end.
I see. So what are the readings generally?
They all, as far as I know, they all pass.
All pass. Okay.
Yeah. We never had a problem
with it. Yeah. We don't have an issue with this. I'm just letting you know that.
Yeah, I understand.
That's a new thing.
Why would we test the school?
Well, that's the question. Why should the district be doing the testing of the school when that should be up to the school? And the question is, who's going to do the testing?
But the school doesn't have that kind of stuff, does it? I mean, why can't we do it as a favor?
Well, not saying we wouldn't or couldn't.
Oh.
It's not determined who is actually supposed to be doing the testing.
Okay.
Okay. One of those things that, you know, it is. This is a new regulation. Now figure it out. Okay. That's where we're at. Let's see. Next thing. You probably all heard about Florida and the their water system got hacked.
Yes.
Okay. Just brought this to the attention so that we can kind of address this for the board and the public. We have a VPN. Our guys can, we have a SCADA system. Our people can access it from anywhere. However, we have a VPN. Plus, the only thing that anybody be able to mess with is chlorine. And the thing is, with the chlorine, we do testing every day on our chlorine. So if somebody were to go in there and just jack it up, sky high number, we would know about it almost instantly. So there'd be no no health effects to the public if someone were to do that, but we don't anticipate that ever happening because of the safety precautions we have in, plus we don't have any chemicals that somebody's gonna really want to play with.
What is VPN, sorry?
Virtual Private Network.
Thank you.
Which is what? What is it?
Closing internet, like nobody can access
right
between you and your guys work here.
The reason why we pay computer fees of $1,200 a month is so that we can have a network that's more secure.
Nobody
a virtual
can
private
enter.
Network.
But each individual operator have the ability to change things?
Yes, if they're certified.
That's part of their job, is to have the ability. Doesn't necessarily mean they are, but they have the skill and ability.
Is there
to
any
do so.
Check, if for instance, if one of them wanted to do something bad, mm-hmm. how would we find out?
The guy from Forshek SCADA system actually watching us, so cool.
I see.
Well, we would notice because, for one thing, they'll lose their job and their license and probably criminal charges, but we check it every day. We check it so much that there's no way we would know. Because it would have to be one person. I don't think a group of people is going to get together.
Yeah.
Is there a system by which shows who made the changes or when?
Yeah, because you have to log in.
I see.
With your own credentials.
Okay.
So we would have, if you will, an electronic signature that we could
I see.
We could
okay.
follow.
Thanks.
You would have to have the chlorine at as high as it goes for a couple of weeks for it to even notice anything at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never going to happen. So.
Yeah. Especially since we're testing at the front.
And also,
are there different places where they could infiltrate? I mean, where somebody could screw up, Ian?
You mean a terrorist could take action?
Well, no. If you're testing wherever you test daily,
mm-hmm.
could somebody get into a completely different area and screw up that?
No.
And it'd be found out by wherever.
It'd be found out almost instantly because you have the chlorine in one unit and it goes into the water supply. So there's only one spot where that could occur. So somebody would have to make the change in one spot. Now, granted, they can do it with the SCADA system from anywhere.
Yes.
But that one change would occur in one spot. There's not multiples.
Okay. Thanks.
And also, we have ADT over there physically. For
right.
the room, we pay a fee for that.
And now we got water flowing into Foster Lake, which is always a good thing. Not much yet, but it's flowing. Monthly district revenues versus expenses. Revenues are slightly greater than expenses, which is what we like to see. On the water revenues, that's basically the same thing. Wastewater revenues. The green line is almost always the same. The red line is what changes, and that's your expenses. But the revenues are exceeding the expenses at the moment. Water supply, as you can see, it's kind of went down and starting to kind of trend back up. You had anticipated to do that around January, February, start moving upwards. In comparison to the last couple of years, you can see it's kind of right there with the rest of them. Nothing big or surprising. The wastewater treatment facility has been very steady. It hasn't fluctuated much at all. And in comparison to the last couple years, it's actually on the low side. So things are actually progressing nicely at the moment. It'll be interesting to see what summer takes.
Well, and match with Idlewild Arts out.
Yes, that too. So it'll be interesting to see what the summer brings. And just as an overview, been dealing with some personnel matters, I know everyone's aware. Helped some management meetings, dealt with various customers and some service issues. Communicated with the general counsel regarding various matters associated with the district. Prepared for the board meetings and met with several board members throughout the month about various items. And with that, that's all I really have this month.
So, we're back to stage one, right?
Yes.
As far as, that was in the consent portion, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So we're on the low end right now. And one other thing, daylight savings time is March 14th. So we'll be going to the 4:10 schedules on March 15th.
The 4:10 one that we have is no longer valid.
Am I misunderstanding something? I was under the impression that it was from daylight savings time.
That gets the resolution that was just for 1 year.
Okay.
So if we want to do it again, we're going to have to do a new resolution.
Is that right? I wasn't aware of that.
Well, we discussed it in the meeting.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I just don't remember it.
I was under the impression it was...
Continuous. That was
my continuous. If that's not the case, then that's my fault. I was under the impression it was.
Well, most of us were just assuming it was, but when you actually look at the wording in the resolution, it was supposed to just be a temporary to see how it went.
Okay.
So how are you going to handle that? Because our meeting is afterwards. After March 14th.
We need to discuss it at the next meeting, I guess.
Well, and the other thing is to make that change, you'd have to, if you wanted to change it back, you'd have to have a secret vote by the employees, and the employees have to approve it. So the district or the board could propose something, but the employees would have to agree to it.
Can we do that preliminary step? And you?
Yeah.
Having
we did
the vote?
I was gonna say, they're all in favor of this.
Yeah,
so,
but I mean, you do have to have an extra vote.
So if we have to do that, we'll do that. But I guess the intent would be to make it so we just have to do it one more time for daylight savings time. Okay. That can be accomplished.
Can you see how they feel about 980s too?
I can, but I can tell you I already been informed they like the 4:10s. They actually feel they can get more done with the 4:10s than the 980s. Which, having worked it myself, I would tend to agree with that.
Oh, but we had a gentleman, I think, in the audience that worked that other schedule, and he liked that.
Yeah.
So it might be just an opinion.
I have to call you back.
County Transportation Department said the 980s that...
Well, I'm going to operate this district based on how my employees would prefer to go. So I'll be bringing forth whatever it is they prefer. But at this moment, they've said it's a 4:10.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we talked about the 980s.
They still have 5:8, so we don't have Friday problems.
So, again, I'm just dealing with the practical stuff. When is our next meeting?
March 17th.
No, we can hold off.
You can?
Well, if we have to, yeah, we'll just hold off one pay period.
Okay. So we'll make it effective March 17th or whatever when the vote is taken.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll make the resolution from daylight savings time to daylight savings time so that's just
probably
there. Okay.
So we'll put that on the next agenda.
That'll be fine.
Excellent. All right, go on to action items. Action item number 2. Board of Directors will set a date of May 19th, 2021 for a public hearing for water and sewer standby assessment fees for fiscal year 2021-2022 for undeveloped parcels within the Idyllwild Water District and Improvement District 1, the sewer service area. This is pretty straightforward. So, is there any director's comments? Mr. Hunt?
No.
Mr. Kunkel?
No.
Mr. Jen?
No, I don't have any comments.
Mr. Zawadi?
No.
Any public comment? Steve?
I'm going to go back to Jeff. I think that this would fall under general manager. The fire department used to provide the paper with rainfall.
Steve, I'm going to hold off on your comment just for a second because we're on an action item.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I will go back to that comment and allow you to speak on that after we address this action item. So if there's no comments on the action item, we'll call for a vote. Then this is, or excuse me, call for a motion to approve the date of May 19th for the public hearing for water and sewer standby assessment fees. Is there a motion to approve that date?
Motion to approve for May 19th.
Okay, Mr. Jen, the first. Mr.
Second.
Zabadi, second. Any further discussion? Barring none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstention? Passes 5-0 for a date of May 19th for the public hearing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just a moment, Stephen, we'll get to you.
All right. I'm here.
Do we need separate votes for both of them or just together?
Just no vote actually.
No?
Okay. It's just to set a date.
It's just to set, yeah.
Yeah, it's just to set the date.
Is May 19th the public meeting?
Yes,
it is. Yes, it is. All right. Mr. Steve, you had another comment.
Yeah, and it goes back to rainfall, snowfall for the area. I used to love seeing that in the newspaper, and this isn't to the newspaper. Since the fire department usually messed up, they didn't do it regularly. Is there any way that the water department could give numbers like that to the paper?
Since you brought that up, one of the things I just made a note to myself is to see where the NOAA SEMA station is around here. And what I mean by that is that's an official weather station. And does anybody know if we have one up here?
Is that Pine Grove? I think it might be on Westridge, which is the banana belt, because it's always really inaccurate as far as temperature.
I'll have to check into that, because do we even keep a record? I don't know that we do.
The fire station had a rain gauge, I think, what they took those readings from. And I don't know if there's any other place, official place in town that does that.
I don't know either. You know, that's a...
We will track it before from the newspaper, but we stopped, so we don't have it.
I think the newspaper has some problem with the records, right? That's why they discontinued. It was unreliable.
We discontinued behind them, too.
Well, it was unreliable.
And the fire department has a gauge out there, which is the official size and diameter and all that, and they would do it on a regular basis when they didn't have a call. But if they had a call, the call is more important than the rain gauge. And so what happened is they would always...
It's a good idea to buy another one, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we could look into it and see what is suggested.
Yeah, it's very important for us. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to check and see also if they've got snow pillows around here somewhere, because typically at the top of the mountains they have some snow pillows.
Well, the RMU, or the rescue, used to go up there and do a snowpack, I think. They did. I don't know. I don't think they do that anymore, but I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, Lee Aronson used to do that.
Maybe we could have a weather station at Foster Lake or something.
Yeah, we can do.
There is the possibility.
UCR has a weather station in the west over there. Remember, if you go they have one, but they handle it by their own UCR. We are not involved, so they do it actually for earthquake.
Let me follow up on that.
Yeah, the James Reserve.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a good spot that we could have a weather station. Maybe we could get SEMAS or somebody to come out and actually put one in, and we just let them use our facility to put it in, and we just have that. The public has access.
Wonderful. Could you report about back to us the next meeting?
Yeah,
Jim.
Excellent.
Into that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
Director's comments, Mr. Hunt.
No.
Mr. Kunkel.
I'm okay.
Mr. Jen.
You turn another page. Yes, yes.
No, that's not really a comment. Just I appreciate you giving us the comparisons from December to January. It was a lot easier to, compare the 2 months. So we knew if we're going to increase or decreasing. So I appreciate you guys doing that for us. Thank you.
So noted. Thank you, Mr. Jen. Mr. Zabadi.
No.
All right. The next meeting, I'd like a report from our committee. We set up a committee, Mr. Kunkelone and Mr. Hunt, I think, for the EDU or sewer thing like that. Could you guys give a report at the next meeting? Or do you want more time? Or
I don't see a problem, or we can talk about it and see. I think it was, I just had questions about some of the, if everything was getting checked in town for us.
Do you want a written report, or can we just report to you right now?
Well, I need to have it on the agenda so that it's something like that, and then just a verbal report's fine. Yeah.
Okay, I'll make it just a discussion item.
Yeah, that's fine.
I did have two questions, sorry. Is there any update on this sewer project report from the expert reports? The sewer evaluation of our sewer options, etc. They were supposed to.
CWRA.
Right.
We haven't received it as of yet.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And what's the status of the
diversion?
Of the pipe diversion?
Strawberry Creek.
Right.
Now that the snow has melted, it looks like they'll probably get back out there and finish up the survey that they need to do probably in the next couple, 3 weeks.
Okay.
So hopefully before the next board meeting, we have something we can report about what's been done out there.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. If there's no other public comments, no, then we will take a 5-minute recess and then go into closed session.
See you, Steve. Thanks for coming.
See you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm going to leave it here on the table.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you.